Blog Talk Radio.
Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Double Z. I know Double Z's on an important business call. He's probably talking to his physician since we're about to have this sauce.
Right. Maybe
he's like
the
his cardiologist. Maybe his proctologist. Because this sauce is no joke. Feels bad going out and worse coming out. Feels bad going in and worse coming out. It's the last dab. Experience. It's supposed to be really hot. In the mouth and in the butt. In the mouth first, hopefully. You don't want to put this directly in the butt. You eat it and then pray until the moment it comes out of your butt. But I guess if you don't like the stress and anxiety waiting around, you can just put it right up your butt. Maybe that's what we should do on the show. Just direct suppositories of the last dab. Call it the last ass. Because I don't think we'll be using our asses ever again. Not in a normal human way. Probably be attached to bags and tubes. Things constantly just slipping out of us. But at least it would smell spicy. Delicioso. Is it spicy a poo-poo? Delicioso poo-poo.
What are you doing? Sitting here being quiet?
No, I'm talking.
Oh, good. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry that you had to listen to Rufus by himself for a while. I know it was probably pretty painful.
I was talking about the sauce and how you're probably on the phone with your cardiologist or a proctologist.
I was. I was actually getting medical clearance to even try this sauce tonight. And looks like Rufus can be flying solo. My doctor said, no fucking way are you fucking trying that shit.
Oh, shut up.
Hold on, dude. I'm looking for my sunglasses, and my nuggets are cooking upstairs. So, Rufus, keep the people entertained for another minute, if that's possible, or play a tune if you want. But I'm trying to get that shit. Yeah, I was on a business call. It just never fucking stops, dude. I don't even own the fucking business. Well, I do, but I'm not there every fucking day anymore.
Is this the new cannabis thing, or is this the longer thing?
this is the cannabis thing, but I'm about to pull the plug on the cannabis thing altogether and just work on the fucking laundry thing and the storage area. Because
it's becoming more corporate again.
It's just what I've realized, dude. You know what? Hold that thought. As soon as I find my sunglasses, I'll come on and I'll spread some knowledge that I thought about last night in front of a campfire, okay?
Ooh, a campfire.
Yeah, think about it. I almost texted you, but I decided to save it for tonight's show.
Campfire knowledge is the best kind of knowledge.
It is. God damn, here they are. All right, hold up. All right, let me get my nuggets. Got my hat. Look at the hat I'm wearing. Oh, I'm not even going to show you yet. All right.
All kinds of surprises coming my way.
Hat. Hold on to your hat.
The hell was that? Like some sort of alien being scurrying around. Oh, that was the sound of this sauce. It's so goddamn spicy. It squeals when you open it. Then you squeal when you eat it, and you squeal whenever you excrete it. That should be their tagline. Our sauce will make you heal when you eat it and heal when you excrete it. The eat and excrete sauce. I'm going to patent that or trademark it. I don't know what you do with phrases. Copyright, trademark, register, patent, emboss. Is that a legal term? I don't think that's a legal term. Anyway, let's see what we got here. I want to look at the hot sauce ingredients on this bad boy. It's too tiny for me to read. I'm just going to assume none of it's good or healthy or edible. I bet the water they make this with isn't even potent. It's probably non-potable water.
What did they make the stuff out of?
If you're going to make stuff that's poisonous, why use good drinking water?
That's a very good point, actually. Now, wait a minute. Does capsaicin kill things? Or not?
Allegedly, it just tricks your brain into thinking there's something hot there. And it doesn't actually have any burning properties.
So it doesn't do any, like, if you put that on bacteria, it's not going to neutralize it.
No.
All right, do we know that for a fact, Rufus? Because I feel like maybe we should impart a little knowledge and Google that real quick to find out that we're spreading the real deal.
Does capsaicin kill bacteria?
Or kill, you know. Yeah, let's look at that. Let's just start with that.
Yes, capsaicin, the main spicy chemical in hot peppers and the active ingredient in cayenne pepper, has been shown to have antibacterial properties.
Okay, so I stopped you from imparting lies on the general public. I mean,
I didn't say no, I said, wait a minute,
you're like, I don't think so. You're saying it doesn't do anything. Why is my camera not working?
Wait, it was working. What'd you do?
It's showing that it's working. I'm not seeing myself, though. Oh, there I am. There is my beautiful, handsome face. And here's my lovely assistant just brought me down some stuff. Don't show your face. Watch out. All the people will see you.
Oh, wish I had a lovely assistant. Hey.
Happy first day of summer here. But the school's out.
That's
Woo!
Why I'm wearing my summer hat.
Oh, it's out here, too. Awesome. Looks like your summer hat was attacked by a wild animal.
Yeah, I was, dude. I fought off a fucking family of raccoons that were living in my garage with this hat on.
No, Garantia wants in.
He can come in.
Okay.
Get a rabies shot.
Okay, so here we are. Well, welcome, Slotions, to the Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus. This is Zigzag.
This is Rufus.
And sorry, a little bit of craziness going on before the show this morning, or this evening.
I think we kept it going pretty good.
Well, I know you probably did. I'll have to listen back later, and I'll make edits where necessary to decide if you carried the weight of the show righteously or not.
I got a feeling when I listen to it back, all my parts for the entire show are going to be cut out now.
Well, I mean, do you want people to listen to the show or not? You're already trying to tell people that decapitation doesn't kill bacteria when we know for a fact that now that it's true.
I said I don't think it does. That's
really?
Why we Googled it.
Don't make me play that back right now. The brain is only tricked into thinking that things are hot. It actually is making no chemical difference. What?
That is true. That is true.
You hear the cat, the one it in, now it wants out. Go figure. Hi, Narancia. Okay. So, anyways, yeah. What I've learned is that I just tell you about my campfire thing, Rufus, okay?
Yeah, I was going to remind you about that.
So, you know these cannabis businesses that I've worked with previously and currently, I've realized that basically most people are fucking idiots, right? Sure. Most people are too busy listening to themselves than to listen to common sense from not me, but even each other, right? But so I'm sitting and I smoked some weed last night and I decided to make a campfire, right, to relax.
Okay.
And as I'm putting this campfire together, Rufus, I'm really getting deep. You know what? Should I read you the text I sent to me? I was going to send it to you, but I'm like, nope, I'm saving it for the show.
Okay.
So, and what I realized was that starting a campfire is like running a very successful business, mm-hmm. right? A successful business doesn't have to be the biggest business. It doesn't have to be the fastest business off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you have to have, first you start with good wood when you're building a campfire, right? You want quality wood. You don't want rotten wood that's not going to burn. You don't want wet wood that's not going to burn. You want quality campfire wood. So what I'd say is that good wood means good people.
I was hoping you were going there because I was thinking the people. That's the good wood.
Right. This is just a metaphor. This is all metaphorically.
Sure. We're not burning people.
Right. We're definitely not thinking about burning people. Not yet. Not at this part. Not in this part of the show, anyways. So let me find it. Okay. So you need good people, right?
Yes,
then you start small and build on a solid foundation, right? You start with the little tiny sticks.
Yep.
Little tiny sticks on a little bit of paper, cross back and forth, right? So they're intersecting each other. So they, when they spread the flames, they can catch, right? But you start with the smallest, the tiniest little sticks that you can get, right? And you build a good foundation from there, right? Then you have to fan it vigorously, right? When you get it going, there's a little bit of fire, and the fire dies back a little bit. You got to fan it. That's putting in the long hours and the hard work. It's the beginning of a successful business, right? You got to be expecting to fan it. It's going to take everything you fucking got to fan it, right, to get it going.
Yes.
Right? Then you have to tend it carefully and often, right, while it's small, to make sure that it will keep going and growing, right?
This is brilliant so far, yes.
All right, right? Then I'm like, then you don't want to grow it so big that you can't contain it.
Ooh.
Right? You want to make sure that you can control the fire. You don't want a fire that's growing so out of control that you can't take care of the whole fire.
Because that happens with a business. They get too big too fast. And
exactly. Right. And they lose sight of what their goal was.
Yeah.
Right? They're trying to be too good, to try to do too many things poorly to do one good thing or do one thing good.
Amen.
Right? All right. Are you with me still?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had to send myself a second text because I had more brilliant ideas after that. I'm going to have to put my glasses on over my other glasses. For some reason, it's too dark in here.
Well, the glass crazy. Help. Look at that.
You like that?
Yeah, it's clever. That's what we need, the reverse over the glasses thing. Sunglasses first, and then glasses.
Yeah, I like that idea, just like I'm doing right here. You can wear them over anything. All right, hold on. Okay, so where did I leave off? Oh, I left off as you don't grow so big that you can't contain it, right?
Yeah.
And then I came to the realization of this, and I've started fires with accelerant before, right? Fires that burn big and bright using accelerants, like a bunch of money infusion or a bunch of people coming in right away, right? They burn big and bright for like 2 seconds, never fucking stay lit. You know why? Because they weren't built on a solid foundation, right? They're forced to be big and bright, not forced to fucking last.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then I basically said, you know, don't even get me started on what embers can do, because the cool thing about a good fire is you can take that good fire and you can start other good fires with it, right? You can spread a fire to anywhere, but keeping it contained, keeping the fucking base of the fire good is very important.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I could see people buying tickets to like a business seminar.
Welcome to my TED
motivational talk. Thing.
Welcome to my TED Talk. I'm just going to make, you know what, let's do this. And I'll take, you can put your input in too, and we'll make it a hyper-slow thing. Let's do a motivational poster by fucking with campfire metaphors on it.
I think you could put that into a poster somehow. Have it.
I might put that in a tattoo.
Yeah,
you know
tattoo.
What? You can write. What, I've been enough of these fucking stupid ass. Remember when I was at the other cannabis company? They did basically therapy for people in business because they just were such a bunch of fucking idiots that couldn't act like grown adults that we had to go to an EOS specialist.
Oh my God!
And I've seen so many of these books by. I mean, there's so many guys that write these books. Lencioni, you ever heard of this guy?
No.
Like the five dysfunctions of a business or whatever, and it's always the people because people fucking are flawed idiots most of the time. But, you know, it's trying to change the dynamic, but they don't have a campfire metaphor. Give me this campfire metaphor, dude, and I'm going to break it down in three fucking things for you when we have our first $5,000 meeting. Right? I'm going to give them the campfire speech. Then I'm going to say, are you good wood? Look next to you. Does that look like a piece of good wood to you?
Oh, yeah, put the onus on the other guy. Is that guy right next to you good wood, or should we toss him out?
Exactly, and that's what happens in these meetings, though, dude. Honestly, it's like right person, right seat, and all this fucking crazy shit, you know? And a lot of it's true, though, dude, and that's kind of what happened in my other business. He paid all these people, right, $50,000 or whatever to give us this class on how to be entrepreneurs and who should, you know, who should be in what seat and all this stuff, and they put me above him, right? That's what broke, he broke. I'm not even making that up, dude. I could show you the fucking whiteboard where we had it on. They're like, take pictures of the whiteboard. We need to know this. And I was at the fucking top. As a chief.
Oh, my God.
They called him the implementer, right? The
implementer.
Because I was supposed to come up with the ideas, handle the big relationships. It doesn't matter because I ended up doing it all anyways because I found out later that his actual – superpower was making problems where there was no problems.
You need that guy. You need one of them.
Yeah, right. It's like in my job, I was trying to deal with all the problems he created and wrestle him as a bear at the same fucking time.
It keeps you busy.
It does, dude, and it burns you out, right? And if you have a fire that's built with a solid foundation, you don't bring in the bad wood, right?
Well,
you build the solid foundation. You build it small, and you grow as you need to, and when you feel like it's getting out of control, you just stop. You don't have to
right.
be the biggest to be the best. That's it. Usually those two things don't go to fucking together.
I agree with that.
What I've seen.
So what's going south with the new cannabis endeavor?
It's not. It's just the fucking, I hate to say it, the people, dude. I'm running into the bear again, right? I'm wrestling the fucking bear. And this guy's nicer and has a better attitude, but he also is a guy who creates problems where there's no problems. And what I realized about these people is, what they like to do is create problems and walk away from them.
Why? Right? Why do people do that?
You know, and just because they're bored, I don't know, or to see how you can handle a problem with them. Like, look, I proved to myself this. I actually was talking another guy. So the guy that I'm working with, right, brought in a couple of guys. And the one guy, I'm like friendly with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being friends or whatever, and I kind of have been working on the storage thing, so I've left them together to play for a couple of weeks.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, and they can't fucking do it. They can't because the one guy is impossible to work with, and the other guy takes everything personally, right?
Oh, no.
Which is hard not to do, though, when you're, like, telling someone this is wrong.
Right.
And what I used to do all the time at the other place, and I said, what I need you to do, Nick, is start writing it down, right? Write down what you're saying to do. This is where the EOS did come in handily because it made you have these meetings, right, where you prioritize things and you fucking make lists. And
yes.
You write down your list and you write down your idea or whatever, how you think you should handle it. And then you come back in 2 weeks, right, and you should have handled the problem. If it wasn't handled, if it were another idea was used to handle the problem, you got to say, I told you so. I mean, they don't like you to do that, but I'd be like, let's look at my list right now. So now we're trying the thing I suggested 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right? But you do when you do that fucking 15 or 20 times in a row, you're having to go back and say, if we just would have done what I wanted to do or what I suggested.
Right.
In the first place, we don't always have to be fucking around and finding out.
Right.
You know, there's cold comfort, and I've said it before, in a I told you so. right? It's not a good place to be. I don't ever want to tell anybody to. I don't want to say, Rufus, I told you we should have, right? Because it means we've made a mistake.
You should give a fucking seminar, a business seminar.
I should. I definitely should in the cannabis business. I can tell you right now.
You should be the guy charging people to come to you and be like, how do we fix all this?
You know what's funny is actually when we were sitting in those EOS things, and the lady Tanya was really nice, and she's like me and she's like you. She's what we call a high vibration person, right? You go into a room, you light up, people are drawn to you, but you also can see things that a lot of people aren't picking up on, right? Like
I'm one of those guys for
negative
sure.
vibrations, other people's, you know, stress and whatever. And I was like, man, I should be doing this, right?
Yeah.
You work one day a fucking week, get paid $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is. You give these people a bunch of homework. I got a whole fucking thing of books over here that we got from this lady, right? And if you can get out of your own way, really ego death is the only way to fucking run a successful business, dude. You can't think that you know everything about your business because you don't, right?
But so many people who start businesses
that would be like
totally ego-driven.
Right, Steve Jobs didn't design the fucking iPhone. You know what I mean? He's like the basics of it, maybe.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know anything about printing circuits or fucking machinery that you buy. You know what I mean? It's like you got to say, I've got a great idea. Then you have to trust people to fucking implement that idea. So many people, and this I see in upper management, especially CEOs that are incapable of leading, right?
Yeah.
They want their opinion in everything because they think that's how you lead. But if everything is important, nothing is important, right? You have to fucking decide what is important. You can't be stopping everything every 5 seconds. No, this is important now. No, we have to take care of this. I mean, there are certain situations where you probably have to do that, but you can't run a business like that daily. It just is not going to be successful.
I'm familiar with that for sure.
So thanks for listening to my TED Talk once again. But you know what? For anybody's going to use that metaphor for the fire thing out there, that is the property of Hypersloth Media and Global Corp Industries Corporation. So don't even try it. We're going to fucking hunt you down and kill you. You heard it here. So I'm sure someone will try to fucking steal it. I mean,
within 6 months, the campfire business method is going to be a best-selling
You're right.
Book.
It will be. It fucking will be. Exactly. Oh, well. God bless. I should buy the, you know what, I'm going to really throw a fucking wrench in things. I'm just going to buy the domain now.
You should do that.
I was thinking the other day how many people we could be suing. Because every one of our ideas has almost been created, dude. I sent you that thing about the hitchhiker app that those guys thought they came up with a fucking month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that made me angry.
You came up with that 7 years ago.
I heard a commercial for that app that does the subscription monitoring thing today. And I was like, mother.
Oh, I know. Rocket. That was Rocket. That
yeah.
Intuit, believe it or not. They fucking stole our idea there.
Did they or did some other idiot steal it and Intuit bought it?
That could be, too. Guy from LifeLock that almost fucking helped us.
He almost helped us.
Remember, we had one guy reach out that was a Russian guy that wanted to help us. But we didn't trust him. Probably right.
Oh.
Because now he stole the idea and took it to fucking Intuit.
Yeah, good for
but
us.
He worked with
him.
LifeLock. I remember he was a coder for LifeLock.
Well, I'm up for suing Intuit.
I'm almost tempted to do that on a fucking weekly basis. You know, they do these frivolous lawsuits where people just get 20 and 30 grand. There's no reason we can be like, look, prove to us. Whoever was working on this did not hear this on our fucking podcast.
What we should do is send them a QuickBooks invoice because they own QuickBooks. That's the irony of it. Send them a QuickBooks invoice for like $5 million and then a link to our episode and the date.
And a PayPal, a Venmo link.
Yes.
QR code.
Exactly.
We almost could make ourselves famous by doing that. You realize that, don't you?
That'd go viral, yeah.
We could probably get in front of the Supreme Court. I bet.
We probably could. You think they'd take our side? Is the Supreme Court good or bad these days?
They're bad. It's very bad.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, we're a little guy suing the big guy.
Yeah, they would take big business side, dude. There's no doubt.
That's
they'll buy him a jet or a fucking new RV like they did for fucking Clarence Thomas. Dude, that shit is so crooked. I don't know if you're even paying attention to what's going on with the Supreme Court.
But it's a fucking compromised court, dude, in a big fucking way.
I'm not, but I've in the periphery, I've seen, you know, not good things.
Let's put it this way. Clarence Thomas has had his childhood home bought for his mom to live in.
Okay.
A $275,000 RV, $1 million worth of fucking fishing trips, right? God, there's a fucking laundry list of fucking other things.
To vote
all
in a specific
paid for
way?
By all paid for by right wing extremist groups. And one guy, Harlan Crow, who's supposedly his best friend, right? Business in front of the court that Clarence Thomas has fucking voted on, right? When he should have recused. They're trying to get them to recuse themselves right now. Did you see that Sam Alito, you know who he is? He's one of the justices.
Yeah.
On January 6th, his wife was flying a Stop the Steal flag at their fucking house.
Oh, my God.
While it was on January 6th, right? And for like a week afterwards. Now, you can't tell me. And Jenny Thomas, you know who she is? Clarence Thomas's wife? She okay. was in contact with Mark Meadows telling him to fucking overthrow the thing. And it,
what?
It, yeah, dude. I almost want you to look into it. It's sickening. It's sickening, Rufus.
Then I'm definitely not going to look into it.
I mean, it's just promise me you're not going to vote for fucking Donald Trump. Or Robert Kennedy, please. Please don't vote for him.
Robert Kennedy is... he strikes me as even crazier than fucking Trump.
He is, dude. I mean, I don't know crazier, but...
Well, Trump is just seems more inept.
And self-absorbed.
Yeah, but Robert Kennedy, he seems to be savvy enough to be not just inept, but dumb, but able to execute on his stupidity.
Dude, he was addicted to heroin for 13 years.
Well, there you go.
Well, I mean, would you want that? Is that someone you wanted as your president?
No.
And he came out and said that a worm ate part of his brain.
I heard that.
Still not voting for you. I mean, you think about the worm ate my brain and someone being a heroin addict, you're like, this guy's, I mean, I've seen things where Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx are talking about fucking shooting up junk with toilet water.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's probably a good way for a fucking, some kind of worm to get into your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not raw pork anymore.
Hepatitis C, at least.
He's just nuts, man. That guy is whatever. I mean, really? And the thing about that is, are you ready for this?
Mm.
Glad you're sitting down. This Harlan Crow guy and all these guys I'm talking about that are pretty much the shadow government because, you know, they own these giant corporations that give millions and billions of fucking dollars to particular causes. They're actually funding his campaign because they want him to take votes away from Biden so Trump can win. Right? And Trump went out and said to the car companies, give me $1 billion and I'll get rid of electric vehicles for you. I mean, he said
that.
Raised $1 billion. So what are they doing? They're having a fucking dinner, dude, where it's $1 million a fucking plate.
Who? Even if I was a rich billionaire, why? I don't understand.
Because you're standing to make fucking $10 billion more. Because you're vapid fucking retard who has nothing in your life except trying to take money from people and trying to pound the system and wreck the earth.
But that is the... what gets them off. That's it gives them a boner.
It does. That and acting like fake Christians seems to be a big fucking thing.
But they have so much money, having more is not going to make a bit of fucking difference in their lives. It's just the thrill of like, I'm fucking everything up. I'm the guy in control.
Oh my God. Look at this tender. I don't want you to freak out, but look.
That was made for you.
I don't even think I want to put this in my mouth.
Put it in your butt.
I'd say it's a butt plug, the crusty.
Jesus Christ.
All right, enough of my TED Talks and my rants. I should have played it here. You know what? I'm going to follow it up with a really quick Rufus rant stinger. Do you mind if we still have it on here? It only take me 2 hours to find it because Rufus keeps moving things around over here.
I haven't moved those things in like 7 years.
Maybe that's the problem. Rufus needs to be moving these things around a little more. But they're so
and now it's time for another delightful
Zigzag Rant!
All right, you already heard the rant. So just remember that a great thing to do is start a business like a campfire. That's all you need to know from this episode.
And then once that business makes you a billionaire, start buying the fucking government.
Buy the Supreme Court, because yeah. that's where you fucking can spell out anything good that could happen to this fucking country, right? I mean, who doesn't want detention camps for his – because that's Trump's plan, right? Start locking up fucking Mexican people and whoever he doesn't agree with. Now he's going to lock up libtards like yourself, Rufus.
Well, let's lock up the Mexicans so they stay here and make us awesome tacos.
Well, how about we – who's going to do all the work? I mean, let's be honest, right? I don't see a lot of white people doing honest work anymore.
No, especially not, you know, hard labor.
That's what I mean. It's insane. Are we really doing this, dumbass shit?
We have to.
Oh, shit, I don't even have a drink. Let me grab a drink real quick.
That's why I was late. I forgot water, and I had to go get it because I was like,
did you get that thing I sent you about wine, about frothing wine?
No, it was a text.
Oh. Yeah, it was a text.
Okay, it probably just got didn't notify
shuffled
me.
Into your thing of zigzag does not send important text, so I don't even bother reading them anymore.
I got so many Tinder babes on the line right now.
I'm just getting in the way.
I don't get time for my friends.
I get it.
But are we doing this now? Is that why you're breaking it out?
Well, I mean, when are you going to do it? My TED Talk has lasted 40 minutes.
I don't know, Zigzag. This one really makes me nervous.
31 minutes was my TED Talk.
Well, that's about the time.
What's that?
It's about the length of a TED Talk, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I hope so. How much do people get paid to give TED Talks? Does that really have a lot of smell?
No, but it doesn't smell like food.
You're right. I guess it doesn't smell like habaneros like you almost would hope.
No, it smells like hot. Stinging hot.
I watched a thing about Hot Ones the other night, and who was it? Oh, it's Dave Grohl was on there. Have you seen this one?
I think I did. I don't remember.
Where he goes in for the last dab, and he goes, fucking joke's on you guys, right? And he's eating it. He's like, I bought a fucking bottle of this online, and every, like, once a week, I've been going home and having a couple of beers and eating it.
Awesome.
Right? To fucking build up a tolerance for it.
Ha, clever.
Whether that works or not, I don't know. I mean, I guess so, because that guy Sean, he seems to handle it pretty well.
He does. I mean, he's
for he doing it. How long before they find out that he has, like, esophageal cancer or something? I mean, who knows?
Well, he definitely has no bacteria. We know that now.
That's true. We should all be eating more yogurt with our – maybe that's why they give you blue cheese. Look what my assistant did with my blue cheese, dude.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah.
It's restaurant style.
It's like I won't be punching on her tonight. Maybe in the good way.
I'm sure there'll be a reason.
Yeah.
Tonight is young, Zigzag.
The night is young. If there's not a reason, I'll create one.
You sure? There's something in the past you can come up with.
Oh, that's true. That is fucking true. I'll see how far I can go back.
There you go. Just try.
Yesterday. Yesterday is far enough.
Really? Wow. I can go to this morning.
Well, we haven't seen each other most of the day.
So it's been a good day.
Actually, I love my lovely assistant. She's a pretty good assistant in some ways.
Awesome. Mine is, too, most of the time.
So you didn't think the thing I sent you was that people are putting cream frothers, like for coffee, and wine to help it breathe faster. Right?
What?
The little vibrating whisker thing.
Oh, okay.
And, just see the link. You'll see that it's 100% accurate for sure.
Seems like a lot of work just to drink wine.
All right, so you explained to everyone the premise of what we're doing with the hot sauce then, correct?
Yeah, well, we had the whole season 23, and we did three shows, and this is the last one. Last dab, so the fourth show is just the
grand finale, because we didn't know if we'd be able to carry on with the show afterwards, so we hated to create such a crazy demand and then leave you hanging by having to go through three. We're just going to do this, and we're going to give it over with.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to get it over with.
You don't?
I think we're going to take it, and the rest of the show is going to be... I mean, it's... We're 35 minutes in. I could see the pain and suffering taking up the next, what is it, 30 minutes?
All right, let me read the card. You want me to read the card on the last dab?
Yeah.
Oh, we might not be able to do it if I can't find the card, right?
I don't have the card. Remember, my card's wrong. Anyway.
Well, your card might say the same thing for this.
I don't have my card.
Like I'm saying, if we don't find the card, we can't do it.
I can Google the card.
Hold on.
I'm not going to let you give me an excuse to not do this, even though I kind of should. All right, here's the card. I found my card.
Is it the last dab, the new recipe?
Yeah, the last dab experience. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Welcome to the top of the mountain. The last dab, Apollo, was previously the pinnacle of the journey. But for season 22, this is season 23, we're taking Mount Scoville to towering new heights thanks to Smokin' Ed's iconic Pepper X. Now officially the world's hottest chili. In dried, fresh, and all-natural distillate forms. If you want to live the Hot Ones tradition, go ahead, add an extra dab. Then buckle up and enjoy the experience. That sounds kind of fun.
Not really. Where do they say anything? Is there a disclaimer?
No, and this is from season 22, so the Scoville unit says TBA to be announced.
Oh, motherfucker. And I remember for a fact that it was like 2,900,000 Scovilles.
What was the one before it that we had? It's not on my card.
This way, the one before it was only like 595,000 Scovilles.
That's a big leap, dude.
It is. It's a ridiculous leap. I was thinking back to the one that we thought was pretty hot. It was 10 times fucking hotter.
All right. What are we going to do it?
Man, I got plans tomorrow. But I guess the show must go on.
Your plan tomorrow is getting a colostomy bag.
Don't even say that. I want you to Google right now. Has anybody ever had to get a colostomy bag because of hot peppers? That's what I found.
Sean Evans has one. Oh, you found it. Okay.
Let's see how many Scoville units it is. I'm pretty sure it was 2,900,000 something. I could be wrong, though. Usually not. Just ask my lovely assistant. 2,693,000.
Fuck it. And the one before that?
680,000.
That's more than double, isn't it?
That's tripled. Let's see. Let me do this real quick.
I mean, you couldn't buy this on Amazon if it was not safe.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. The funny thing is we got this on Temu.
Oh, fuck.
So, let's see. 200 million. Yeah, this is almost four times hotter.
I remember that other one being pretty hot. It wasn't unmanageable, but it was pretty fucking painful.
Oh, my God. It's more than four times hotter. 100,000 Scovilles less than four times hotter. Oh, no. Actually, it's only 7,000 Scovilles less than 10 times hotter.
I'm sold.
However that makes you feel.
Not really much better. I'm bad at math.
I mean, do you think this guy, who's the guy that created it? Dan? Was that his name?
Something like that.
Dan Crenshaw or something like that. You think can he sell this? I mean, this is not something that you could sell a lot of, right? I mean.
No. It's made for this show and to put
right.
his name out there for his other sauces. That's.
All right. Well, thing to say.
You need a cannabis-infused hot sauce.
They have them already. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Nice try, though. I like your broken-hearted O. Oh, that was sweet. That was the sweetest thing I ever heard you say.
Oh, sucks.
For the record, I just want to hold on.
Oh, God damn it, Rufus.
Please don't tell me a technical difficulty is going to keep us from doing this.
Oh, my God. Maybe it is. Is that what you want? Are you winking? Rufus, are you winking at me?
It might
maybe,
be.
A technical difficulty? Hold on. Keep talking to the people real quick. Rufus, they want to hear from you. The people
okay.
are demanding to hear from you.
What's going on? Is it more bad wood?
No.
Interfering with our show? That's
No. This has to do with the show.
Oh. You're looking for a specialized stinger to play before we take this?
I'm listening to, I want to play one song, right, before we do this.
Is it Ready? A Hypersloth song? Yeah, okay.
No, it is not. Can you hear it or not? I need to share
yes,
my
I
screen.
Can hear it. No, I can hear it.
The end is
you fucking rat.
So I feel.
Aren't I hilarious?
Yeah, you're hilarious. I don't like your TED Talk anymore.
I'll say it clear.
I want to tell you what, these songs, if you listen, and we should do it on the show, to this part of the Ultimate Sinatra, there's four songs in a row that are the complete fucking synopsis for life. Just want to say that. And I'll show you which ones after we do this.
That's life.
Every highway.
And I'll have to think for the others.
Oh, I sent you how to listen to them, I think, one time.
I've loved my somebody got me a best of in like the 90s, and I've loved Sinatra ever since.
Regrets. I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention.
Because I can't talk.
I used to listen to Frank Sinatra every night before when I went to sleep. Hold on. Can I delay this for 1 second?
You can delay as long as you want.
So every night when I lived in Fremont dorm, roommate Jim Kay and I, obviously a very good dude, we would smoke a joint out behind the air conditioners behind Fremont. Then we would go inside before bed and we would put on Pink Floyd. We had a tape, right? Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon was on one side. And on the other side was Frank Sinatra's Greatest Hits. And we would listen to
That's
Pink
awesome.
Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon while we fell asleep and Frank Sinatra, because it would flip over. You know how they have a fancy tape player that can play both sides.
Yeah.
And we did that every night for, like a semester and a half.
That Frank Sinatra Greatest Hits album might be the one that I got.
Probably.
That I was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
It's the ultimate in Frank Sinatra. But I'm just going to say that's what I did, and that kind of made me a little bit of who I am. So that's what got us here right now.
Each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Much more than this, I did it my way. Yes.
All right. I think we should let this play in the background while we get out the saw.
We're middle-aged men, Zigzag. I mean, this might be the end for us.
Bit off more than I could chew. You see the metaphor there? I knew this would work. How much are you putting on?
I don't know. I was going to ask you that. Is it thin or thick?
I'm not getting it to come out yet. It's super duper thick. Unless I remember last time I like had a plug in mine.
Yeah, she said.
It doesn't really sound as thick as it looks.
Damn, it is thick.
Yeah, it's thick.
Okay. I got a dab.
Oh, fuck.
There's my dab. I'm not coating the thing. That's about like mine, I think.
Are we really doing this?
We've done it before. Haven't we done the last dab?
Not. All right. Do it our way.
I did it my way.
Oh, man, that one's burning fast.
It hits fast. Yeah, that hits really fast.
I never got a drink.
Oh, shit. Doesn't feel that bad yet. Tastes pretty good, I have to admit. That icy tastes good. It's hot, but it tastes good.
Oh man, both sides of my tongue are fucking on fire, dude. The underneath part.
It's growing. It's kind of ramping up. The back of my tongue is...
I wish I didn't swallow it.
Feels like it's detaching from my body.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's getting hotter. Yeah, it's getting hotter.
Ah.
Ooh, it's getting hotter. How does it grow like that? What do they do to make it grow? It's oils. It coats your mouth slowly.
Ow.
All right, let's go. Another dab?
Oh, dude, I did a fucking... Yes. All right, fuck it.
Are you serious? I was joking around.
I'm doing it. Let's do another one.
Let's at least give it a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah.
If you do it, I'll do it. Yeah, my saliva is starting to really go nuts. All right, if you want to do
it,
I'll do it.
Definitely not eating this one for the flavor. Oh, my God, the side of my fucking tongue over here is on fire.
I will say, though, it tastes better than I thought it would.
I'm not getting a lot of flavor.
Well, not now, because...
Stomachache, though. No lie, I'm already getting a stomachache.
Are we really doing another one?
I did.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
New York. All right.
New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep. The problem is, I get too hungry. Oh. Ah. Oh, my God, dude. The part that I had all the sauce on just, like, rolled down the back of my throat. Now there's, like, a streak of, like, hotness going down the back of my throat.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's hotter than it was before.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Washing it down with some... Oh, wait. That one's probably too hot.
You have to smoke your jalapeno. Smoke your jalapeno?
Not this one. I'm taking a bite of the cheese thing, but I'm mixing it with the super-duper hot sauce. I'm on a mission, dude. Are you still there?
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, this is... It grows. Be careful. Is that more of it? Shut up. Why are you doing
mixed
that?
Mixed with that cheesy stuff.
But I mean, it's more of this?
Yeah.
It's getting real hot.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This one just fell in it. I don't think I can eat that much.
You know,
I'm getting addicted to them.
This stuff's hot. It seems like the one from last time was hotter to me, though, even though this is painful.
I'm gonna make it. Woo! Motherfucker. That one was bad.
It's up to you, New York. New York.
Hey.
Check it, Robert.
I can't see shit.
Oh, my God. I don't know. 2,279,269 293,000 Scovilles is too fucking many.
It's too many. I see this shit was, it was almost doable at first, but now it's like laying in.
I thought the one from last time was hotter.
I don't. Did you shake yours up enough?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh my god. Oh, anyways, this is the four songs I like to listen to in order on the Ultimate Sinatra.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Hold on.
I don't know why you took like three extra doses.
I shouldn't have.
I mean, my mouth is hot and I only took two.
Oh my god, I gotta get another drink.
Ugh. It does taste pretty good, I think, now that I had it twice. It's getting hotter, though.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, dude. I thought this was no big deal at first.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They're ready.
Oh, Rufus.
All right.
Damn, dude. This ain't no joke, man.
Well, you took too much. I
was just still getting hotter.
You made me nervous when you took more.
I didn't know it was going to do like some fucking crazy slow burn.
It's a slow burn. I mean, I only had
so
two.
Anyways,
still ramping
up. I should do this. I start out with It's a Very Good Year.
There you go. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You should not have done that. Exactly.
No, I should not have, dude. The last one had a shit ton on it. Okay, and then I like to go to Strangers of the Night.
There you go.
So it's like, It's a Very Good Year was when you were young and growing up. Then Strangers in the Night, you know, getting in that first relationship, meeting someone. Then I like to go into Summer Wind.
I was going to say Summer Wind fits in there somehow.
Oh, my God. Okay, you get the point. Then I like to go into That's Life.
I just love that.
Because then you're like, you know what? You got to stop taking it so seriously. Dude, I listened to this one right before I quit my last fucking gig working with those idiots.
I love the swing in this song.
You can only control what you can control.
Yeah. It's not a bitter-sounding song.
Oh, my God.
It's like fucking shit happens, but keep going.
All right, lovely. This one brought me these down, by the way. I almost feel like you got to eat another one, dude.
I don't have another one to eat now.
So you're feeling the kind of fucking heat I'm feeling.
I'm feeling heat.
I don't think you are.
Your face is red, dude.
I'm tempted to take my blood pressure right now.
I was going to say, let's check your pulse. Put your finger on your neck.
The prank might keep me low. Let's see. Upon the key. Love this song.
Down and over and out, and I don't know where to find myself.
Flat on my face.
Great song.
That's life.
I love the singers in the background.
I can't deny it.
My blood pressure should be super duper high, dude. My heart just ain't you can tell by how hard it's squeezing my arm. Oh, shit.
Don't pass out.
and then I fly. I've been up
160 over 88.
That's not too bad.
Pulse, yeah, it is. Usually it's like 130 over 70. Pulse rate, though, 77. Finally cooling off a little bit, though.
I like the key change there.
That's
fine. I can't.
What a great song. Okay, then yeah. I followed up with My Way.
It's one of my favorite songs.
So, I mean, that was four in a row. You know what another good song is? I Got the World on a String. Oh, but here's, you want to hear my most favorite song, or what was at one point my most favorite Sinatra song ever? And I probably have said this to you before, but here. Give it a second. I see you're perplexed.
No, the audio was cutting out.
Oh. Can you hear it?
Except you and me.
This is smooth.
This is a classic. Probably my favorite.
So set them up.
My favorite Sinatra song ever.
I got a little story.
I think you ought to know. You want to build a campfire, a business like a campfire. That's how I should deliver my TED talk.
You should. You should croon the whole thing. The business crooner.
Listen, here it is, right here. Classic line.
Make it one for my baby, and one more for the road.
That is classic.
This whole song.
I got the routine. Put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad. Can't you make the music? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my baby, one more.
Oh my God! Show went fast tonight.
It's making my stomach hurt now.
Is it?
You would never know. But buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to sing. And when I'm gloomy,
don't forget to post it in the VIP part of the show. It's 60 seconds away.
You sure?
Yeah, my stomach's not feeling so great either.
Well, that's how it goes.
Ooh, beautiful.
Joe, I know you're getting anxious to go. Thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bed in your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode.
Alone.
It's so long.
like I'm in a smoky nightclub.
You are.
Thank you, Frank, for bringing some colorful background music to our hottest of hot sauce. We probably, I mean, is that the hottest hot sauce in the world? Paid or not?
I think we've had hotter. I mean, honestly.
Well,
but
I mean,
again,
Scoville-wise, I don't think we have we?
No, Scoville-wise, on paper, no.
That's what I'm saying. So do me a favor. Google the world's hottest hot sauce. Because that's what we're ordering next. I don't care if you go blind.
Is it legal in America?
I don't know. Let's find out. You're the Google master. I'm the DJ. You're the Google master. And I'm trying to get the Jeopardy thing to be plugged in here. But I can't.
Okay. Here's one. The hottest hot sauce in the world is Pure Evil.
Okay.
Which is 13 million Scoville.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where do we get that? Amazon.
It is.
How much is it? Maybe it's too expensive for us.
It's currently unavailable. Oh, my God. It's not even a hot sauce. It's just like a vial with a dropper.
Oh, yeah. We're not doing anything like that. No.
No, fuck that.
I'm not going to eat bear spray.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like basically what that is, I have a feeling. So I did a stupid thing. I just ate another fucking little bit of one.
See, it's not that hot compared to other things we've had.
Oh, no. I was hot.
It was hot, yeah. I'm like,
but I'm a man.
Are you a mighty good man?
$10 if you fucking know who sings that song.
Donnell and the Donnells.
Who?
I don't know. Just make the name.
It's who is it? Give me a second.
Chicks are singing that song though. It's about a man. It's not by a man.
No. It... You might be thinking of a different song.
I'm a man, I'm a mighty good man.
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought that's what you were singing.
No. Here. Spencer Davis Group.
Oh.
I think
are they into dudes?
My business because of its massive scope for functionality,
you know,
and
song, no?
Freedom.
Okay, that one. Yeah, got it.
You know who was the lead singer for the Spencer Davis Group?
Spencer Davis.
No, I knew you would say that. It was a trick question.
I thought it was.
It was Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood?
Yeah, when he was 17.
What? Really?
That's insane.
Wow, that is insane.
I'm pretty sure that's true. You want to look it up? Or you want to take my word for it?
Yeah, I'd never take your word for anything.
Okay, look it up. Although I don't like it when you question my authority.
Yeah.
Nice.
That burp was hot. Yep, Steve Winwood, you're right.
Thank you very much. How old was he?
The band's from 1963, and he was born in 1960. He was 3 years old.
It's a miracle.
No, he was born in 1948.
So, God, he was only 15? What year
math.
Was?
15. What the fuck?
Isn't that crazy?
Jesus Christ.
And we've accomplished so little when you really think about it.
We've accomplished a lot just for other people.
You being the longest power duo in the history of rock and roll.
Pretty much.
Done more. You know what? I'm going to put us up to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You should.
I'm sick of, you know what? We should start one of those things where people like get all up in arms that their favorite band isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We should do that for Hypersloth. Just start like a fucking petition.
It's an outrage petition, yeah.
Get the Hypersloth in the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, what are the parameters to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Apparently not playing rock and roll.
Well, I mean, you just have to be voted in, right, by whoever are the people that vote.
Yeah.
We're going to find out who all votes, and we're going for their houses and fucking sit there and go hold up picket signs until they fucking relent to let us into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We'll just take them on $2 million fishing trips.
I like that idea.
Like, you know,
what's your credit score?
Yeah, it's good, but I'm willing to ruin it.
As many houses as you bought, it must be good. All right, folks. Well, we've done the good and the ugly. Now we'll just do the bad. Here comes Zig Zag and Rufus playing Jeopardy for their lots, like their lives depended on it. Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Okay, here's Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
There's a new Jeopardy event happening, but it's only available for Jeopardy subscribers.
Shocking.
Anything and everything you do for fun is fair game this week.
Discrimination.
For all events. Would you like to start a free 7-day trial so you can play in today's event?
No!
You can play Teen Jeopardy or catch up on the clues from the tweet.
Teen.
Are you ready to play Teen Jeopardy?
Yes.
Here is what's in store.
On your little list of what happens on this week's show, can you write down Ted Talk
Welcome
about campfires so we know when to listen back to it?
Yeah, of course.
You're on a 6-game win streak.
Woo-hoo!
$16,305.
Yeah.
Let's see who you'll be playing against today. You'll be playing against Jim and Joe today. Good luck.
Jim and Joe.
Jeopardy
Suckers.
Teams are worth $200 each. Jeopardy category is describing the vice president. This man never actually said he invented the internet, but he did tell an inconvenient truth in 2006.
It was Al Gore.
Excellent. The second category is high anxiety. The response includes the word high. It's a baby seat with a feeding tray.
High chair. What is high chair?
Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
Your next category
is Donald Trump
Marvel.
Chair.
His real name is Tony Stark, and his superhero name is also a triathlon.
Who is Iron Man?
Correct.
Teens are dumb.
Me and Jim are tied with $600.
Yes, they are.
With $200, the next category is classic lit. This classic is the first book in Madeline Lengel's Time Quartet.
What is
The correct response was "What is a wrinkle in time?"
Oh,
there. Category is on the restaurant's fast food menu. You can order a quesadilla or a Crunchwrap Supreme here.
Where is Taco Bell?
Correct. Our next category is how many years? A millennial time period is this many years?
What is 1,000?
Excellent. 6 clues in, and you're winning with 1,000. Jim is in second place with 800, then Joe with 600.
Let's take it home, Ruth. Let's take it home.
Jeopardy.
Fuck these teens, man. We're taking them out.
$400 each. The seventh Jeopardy category is the name of the same. A famous Demi and Mandy have this last name in common.
Repeat.
Again, the category is the names the same. A famous Demi and Mandy has this last name in common.
What is more?
Correct.
Nice.
Our eighth Jeopardy category is landmark. A line drawn from the Lincoln Memorial to the U.S. Capitol was passed through this 555-foot-tall tower.
What is the Washington Monument?
Excellent.
Nice.
The next Jeopardy category is pound for pound. For 6, 16, or 26 pounds, it's the weight limit for a standard bowling ball.
What is 16?
Good job. Question 9 clues. You're in the lead with 2,200. Joe is second with 1,000, and in third comes Jim with 800. Our category is its elemental. This noble gas, KR, shares its name with a fictional planet. Today's 11th Jeopardy category is word origin. This long leaf name comes from the Old French for tooth of the lion, referring to its sharply indented leaf.
Repeat.
Again, the category is word origin. This long leaf name comes from the Old French for tooth of the lion, referring to its sharply indented leaf.
What is a dandelion?
Correct.
Nice!
I have 8 trillion of them in my yard.
The final Jeopardy.
Yeah, me too.
This Jeopardy category is around the globe. The scores are you with 3,000, followed by Joe with 1,000, and Jim with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 3,000. How much would you like to wager?
$1.
You wagered $1. Is that right?
Yes.
The 12th Jeopardy category is around the globe. Second largest city of Egypt is named for the great king who founded it. You can look it up in the library.
Who is Cairo?
The correct response is what is Alexandria?
Oh.
I know you'll get it next time.
Shut up, bitch.
Let's see the final scores. The final scores are you in the lead with $2,909, followed by Joe in second with $800, then Jim in third with
I was thinking about this the other day, dude.
You won.
If there was ever a camera on you and they're expecting you to dance, would you have a dance?
Your total
winning no, I don't dance.
I'm thinking about learning how to do the crip walk. So if ever they pick me up with the thing, I can be like, you know what the crip walk is?
No.
Oh. Yes.
When I'm not playing Jeopardy, I practice my trivia by matching my wits against fifth
graders. You said no and it listened to you.
Say yes to play harder than a fifth grader.
Alexa, Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Okay, here's Jeopardy.
I want you to Google Crip Walk real quick.
Crip Walk.
Crip, Crip, C-R-I-P-W-A-L-K.
Welcome back, players. Do you want to catch up on the
My stomach is hurting on one side. Yes.
Mine is not good.
The team who you'll be playing against today. You'll be playing against Matt and Henry today.
Come on, bitches.
Players.
Crazy bitches.
Are
you Googling Crip Walk?
Yeah, I see a lot of tutorials for it.
I bet you do.
This news anchor, the most trusted man in America, concluded a special on the Vietnam War by calling it a stalemate and urging its resolution.
Who is Walter Cronkite?
Yes.
Correct. Our category is to the ballet. In Act 2 of Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Sleeping Beauty, Prince Desire, awakens Aurora with this.
What is a kiss?
Yes.
Is this still teen?
Category is fair and square.
Stop.
Originally called Longacre Square, this busy hub renamed itself in 1904 to honor the construction of a New York publication's new headquarters.
What is Times Square?
Yes, that's correct. Three clues in, and you are in the lead with $600. Matt and Henry are tied for second place with $400. Our fourth category is in the fruit basket. Cavendish, Lady Finger, and Gros Michel are varieties of this fruit.
Repeat.
Again, the category is in the fruit basket. Cavendish, Lady Finger, and Gros Michel are varieties of this fruit. Again, the category is in the fruit basket. Cavendish, Lady Finger, and Gros Michel are varieties of this fruit.
What are grapes?
Damn. No. The correct response was what is banana? Today's
Ow.
Category is
You idiot!
Robert De Niro earned an Oscar for playing his real-life boxing champion in Raging Bull.
Who is Jake LaMotta?
Yes, that's
nice.
It.
I knew banana, too.
Blank and blank.
Why didn't you say it?
Vocabulary.com uses Jane Austen characters to help explain this phrase that describes greatness formal people.
Repeat.
Again, the category is blank and blank. Vocabulary.com uses Jane Austen characters to help explain this phrase that describes straight-laced formal people.
What is prim and proper?
You're right.
Nice.
Bringing it home.
1,000. Henry is second with 800, and in third comes Matt with 400.
All right, let's move on now to the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues
it's
are worth $100 each. The next category is the Hill You Stay. A certain mythological pair of twins were said to have washed ashore on Palatine Hill, a plateau in its present-day world capital.
What is Rome?
You're right.
Look at you. You're taking
Romulus
it.
Romulus and Remus, dude. Romulus and Remus.
I remember the names of the guys.
Pale blue dot, for the name of an image Voyager one took of this heavenly body.
Repeat.
Again, the category is science and book. Carl Sagan titled a book, Pale Blue Dot, for the name of an image Voyager one took of this heavenly body.
What is the moon?
Earth.
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is Earth.
You idiot!
What is a J archive? The response starts with the letter J. The J doesn't make a just sound in the name of this potato-like vegetable used in Mexican cuisine.
What is jamaica?
Jicama.
No.
Jicama.
The correct response was what is jicama?
I'm giving us that. That's
yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
1,400.
Yes.
Henry is in
by all means.
Place with 800. Then
by all means.
400. Today's 10th Jeopardy category is notable Black Americans. Later a successful barnstormer, Bessie Coleman was the first Black woman to earn this license. You're right.
Nice.
The 11th Jeopardy category is producer Ted. In the beginning of You Can't Stop, a 2013 hit by her, Mike Will, lets us know who made it.
Repeat.
Again, the category is producer Ted. In the beginning of You Can't Stop, a 2013 hit by her, Mike Will, lets us know who made it.
What?
Who is Miley Cyrus?
Excellent.
Can't
wow.
Stop, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop, Rufus.
Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category starts with a color. The scores are you with 2,200, followed by Matt with 800, and Henry with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
300.
You wagered $300. Is that right?
Yes.
Your next category starts with a color. The Vince Guaraldi Trio performed an instrumental of this traditional English folk song for a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Repeat.
Again, the category starts with a color. The Vince Guaraldi Trio performed an instrumental of this traditional English folk song for a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Repeat.
Again, the category starts with a color. The Vince Guaraldi Trio performed an instrumental of this traditional English folk song for a Charlie Brown Christmas.
What is White Christmas?
That's what I was thinking, but is that English?
I don't think so. I don't think it's that old.
That's not even
no,
the name, right?
That's incorrect. The correct response was what is Green Sleeves?
Green.
Ah.
Time to see how you did. You came in first with $1,900. You tied for second with $1,000 you won. You're a Jeopardy champion.
Even when we suck, we beat these idiots.
True.
Today.
Even when they give us the wrong answer.
Yes.
I'm now searching for opponents. You've been matched against Chuck and Matt. Let's get started.
There's no, like, winners.
$200 each.
Douchebags.
The Jeopardy category is Brevard County. It's easy to confuse Brevard and Broward, two populous counties in this state.
What is Florida?
Yes, that's it. Our second category is giving you the third degree. The third most abundant gas in Earth's atmosphere is this one with the symbol, AR.
What is argon?
Excellent. Our next Jeopardy category is first name for fame. is shared by actresses Bolin and Neymar.
What is Julie?
Good job.
Nice.
Three clues in, and you're winning with 600. Chuck is in second place with 400, then Matt with 200. Our next category is language. Why?
Language.
Does Gen Z use this word that means to forcefully throw something with no regard? Because it's fun to say and can also be an interjection.
Repeat.
Again, the category is language. Why? Does Gen Z use this word that means to forcefully throw something with no regard or be an interjection?
What is yeet?
Correct.
What?
What?
I'm hip to the lingo from the kids, man.
We have a freezer full of pieces from this. It's not delivery. Brand.
What is DiGiorno?
No. The correct response is what is DiGiorno? Today's sixth Jeopardy category.
Write it down. Events.
I got it.
Batman begins with the murder of this young man's parents, an event that fuels his vigilantism.
It was Bruce Wayne.
Correct. You're in the lead with 1,000. Chuck is second with 600 and in third
six
with 400.
Let's see what's in store in Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Our category is play characters. Biff and Happy are the sons of this tragic character.
Who is George?
No, yeah, that's incorrect.
Death of a Salesman, right?
The correct response was who is Willie Loman.
Oh, Willie Loman. Oh, right. I knew that. I fucking knew that.
The response starts with M-I-L-L. By 61 votes, voters in Newton Township, Michigan, passed one in 2024 to help pay for road improvements.
Repeat.
Again.
Millage, right?
Yeah.
Millage.
The response starts with M-I-L-L. By 61
every
votes,
city
voters
hates
in
the village.
Township, Michigan, passed one in 2024 to help pay for road improvements.
What is a millage? As a person on a planning commission for a small city, I know about that stuff.
Never heard that term.
Also the name of a body part.
What is a foot?
Yes, that's it.
Nice. I didn't hear any of it.
Right now you're in the lead with 1,800. And comes Chuck with 1,000.
Been going to the Y, dude.
Followed by Matt with 1,000.
You're looking trim.
Since the big scare.
The category is National Coat of Arms. This country's coat of arms is simply a white cross on a red shield.
What is France?
Sweden.
Sorry. The correct response was what is Switzerland?
Oh, Switzerland.
The category is songs in the key of life. Whether you enjoy the original by Talk Talk or the cover by No Doubt, don't you forget this song.
Repeat.
Again, the category is songs in the key of life. Whether you enjoy the original by Talk Talk or the cover by No Doubt, don't you forget this song.
Repeat.
Again,
can you
the
hum
category
it?
Is songs in the key of life.
Well, think it's...
Whether you enjoy the original by Talk Talk or the cover by No Doubt, don't you forget this song.
Well, it's Don't Forget About Me.
No. The correct response is What Is It My Life?
You idiot.
Never heard that song in my life.
Probably not. You know, Gwen Stefani was hot.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is canon events. The scores are you with 1,800, followed by Matt with 1,600, and Chuck with 1,400. You can wager up to your current score of 1,600. How much would you like to wager?
201.
You wager $201. Is that right?
No.
The scores are you with 1,800, followed by Matt with 1,600,
right?
And Chuck with 1,400. You can wager up to your current score of 1,800. How much would you like to wager?
$1.
Wagered $1. Is that right?
Yes.
The next Jeopardy category is canon events. Canon attacks on Germany by the United States were prevalent in this World War II battle, also called the Ardennes Offensive. Canon attacks on
it's
Germany
the Battle
by
of
the
Ardennes,
States
right?
were prevalent in this World War II battle, also called the Ardennes Offensive.
What is Battle of the Ardennes Forest? Is it the Battle of the Bulge?
Oh, shit. I have no fucking idea. What?
The correct response was, what is the Battle of the Bulge? Nice job.
I don't know how that happened.
You came in first with $1,801.
We would have won even if we got it wrong.
$1,800.
Oh, my God. We beat him by a dollar.
Holy shit.
He did get it right, but he only bet $200. They only ever bet $200.
AI. Robots. They're robots.
I mean, are we not playing other real people?
They want you to think that.
I mean, but wouldn't it be cooler? Yes.
It would be cooler.
Can we Google that? Yes.
I'm now searching for opponents. Today's challengers are Betsy and Steve.
Sure, there's millions of people playing every day. $200
each. Your first category is Louisiana parish name. This parish has the same name as the Atlanta HBCU from which Martin Luther King Jr. graduated.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Louisiana parish name. This parish has the same name as the Atlanta HBCU from which Martin Luther King Jr. graduated.
What is Howard?
No. The correct response was, what is Morehouse?
Morehouse.
Our next category is novels.
No, there are only a couple of them, right?
The novel set during the British colonial period is called A Passage to This Place.
Repeat.
Again, the category is novels.
The
M. Forster's novel set during the British colonial period is called A Passage to This Place.
What is North America?
Nope. The correct response was, what is India? Serving as chair of the Federal Reserve since 2018, this man has defended the raising of interest rates to try to cool inflation.
Repeat.
Again,
category
is this and that. Serving as chair of the Federal Reserve since 2018, this man has defended the raising of interest rates to try to cool inflation.
Who is Jerome Powell?
You're right.
What does this and that have to do with it?
$400. You are in third place with $200 on next
week.
Don't stop retrieving. These correspondences via push, which constantly checks for new ones, or fetch, which checks at timed intervals.
What are texts?
Yeah.
That's not
what?
The correct response was, what are emails?
Oh, my
the next
God.
The category is classic rap lyrics. A Run DMC song begins, this speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock a rhyme that's right on time. This is the title.
Rock Around the Clock.
Sorry. The correct response was, what is it tricky?
Oh, it's the tricky. It's tricky. Rock Around is tricky.
The
you know that song?
Two words that's no. By a single letter. Replace the S with an N in a word for a job to get done and get a place that a guppy might call home. The job. Six clues in, and Betsy and Tina are tied with $600.
They're beating us,
you are in third place with $400.
Ooh, they're beating us.
Let's
good.
Let's see what's in store. Double Jeopardy.
Spanking us.
Double Jeopardy.
Not for long.
$400 each. Our category is White House Wedding. Linda Byrd, daughter of this president, married Chuck Robb in the East Room of the White House.
Who is Lyndon Johnson?
Yes, that's it.
Wow! How did you know that?
Lady Bird Johnson. Lady Bird, dog. He lives right. She lived right there.
I was focused on the word Burr, like President Burr.
It was Bird.
Oh.
Again, the category is music. The response starts with the letter M. Tick, tick, tick. Goes this device used to precisely measure time while playing music.
It was a metronome.
Yes, that's correct. Please remember to answer in the form of a question, such as who is or what is. The ninth category is shall we science? Professor Vishnu Reddy says the difference between a total solar eclipse and a partial one is light, this pair of tiny opposites.
Repeat.
Again, the
yin
category is shall we science? Professor Vishnu Reddy says the difference between a total solar eclipse and a partial one is light, this pair of timely opposites. Again, the category
timely
is
opposites.
Professor Vishnu Reddy says the difference between a total solar eclipse and a partial one is light. This pair of timely opposites.
What is day and light?
Good job.
Day and night.
Thank
God for AI.
That
knows you're drunk.
Our next Jeopardy category is cookbook. This celeb Rizzle has recipes for cognac mashed potatoes and green brownies in Goon with a Spoon, his second cookbook.
Repeat.
Again, the category is cookbook. This celeb Rizzle has recipes for cognac mashed potatoes and green brownies in Goon with a Spoon, his second cookbook.
Who is Snoop Dogg?
Yes, that's
nice.
It. Category is alliterative TV.
I have his
Ricky
first one.
Schroeder played Ricky Stratton on this show about a rich kid whose dad kind of acts like a rich kid too.
What is Silver Spoons?
Yes, that's it. It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is This Is Fine. You're currently winning with 2,400. Betsy is in second with 2,200.
What a little comeback we had.
Yes.
You can wager up to your current score of 2,400. How much would you like to wager?
$1.
You wagered $1. Is that right?
Yes.
Your next Jeopardy category is This Is Fine. Students who took the SAT in 2022, 1,050, with this statistical score.
What is average? Or 50%?
Good job.
Boom!
Got it.
Response is what is the average? Nice job. Let's see the final scores. The final scores are you in the lead with 2,400, followed by Betsy in second with $2,000.
Yeah, she got it wrong.
Stupid. She's below average. She did not do good on the SATs.
You know what's crazy? That's the exact score I got on my SAT.
Average?
Yep, 1050. And I'm proud of it. Look what I made of myself. Yes.
Me too. It got me into St. Ed's.
Me too. Did you get a 1050 too?
I don't know what I got, but it was...
I was just glad I got over 1,000.
They're worth $200 each. Our first category is European history. The first foundation stone of this Italian landmark was laid in 1173. Its trademark tilt began shortly thereafter, causing further construction.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Good job.
I am looking a little
Our
beefy, aren't I?
You are, man.
It's evidence presented by a witness who did not see or hear the incident in question, but heard about it from someone else.
What is hearsay?
Correct. The third Jeopardy category is doing a number on you. If you bowl the perfect series in a bowling tournament, congratulations, this is your total score.
What is 300?
Correct. That's it for our third clue. Right now you're in the lead with 600. Then comes Eric with 400, followed by Mary with 0. Our fourth sounds like a boy band. Then is it round trip? It's going this way. Niall and Harry better hop on.
What is One Direction?
Yes, that's it. The fifth Jeopardy category is Big Brother. If you can listen over their loud buzzing, I want to tell you that this insect Brood 13 and Brood 19 are emerging over dozens of states in 2024.
What are cicadas?
Yes, that's it.
You got this one, dude.
The Jeopardy category is Too Small. The response includes the word small. This 80s TV show was a typical half-hour family sitcom, except for the presence of Vicky, the childlike robot.
Repeat.
Again, the
what?
Category in response includes the word small. This 80s TV show was a typical half-hour family sitcom, except for the presence of Vicky, the childlike robot.
What is Small Wonder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
What year was that?
1,200.
I know.
Second, second was 600, and in third country.
You watch some weird ass TV.
Let's see what's in store in Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Today's seventh Jeopardy category is Canadian cities. named for an annual rodeo, the Stampeders, are this city's CFL team.
What is Houston?
No. The correct response was what is Calgary.
What?
Our eighth category is nonfiction book, subtitle. Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly is the subtitle of this tell-all book that helps put Anthony Bourdain on the map.
What is Kitchen Nightmares? Kitchen Confidential. Yes.
Confidential. The correct response was what is Kitchen Confidential?
Yeah, I got the fucked up because of that stupid show, Kitchen Nightmares.
Our condolences to this company founded in 1816 by a man named Eliphalet. Once the country's leading rifle manufacturer, it went bankrupt in 2020.
Repeat the question.
No. The correct
Smith and Wesson.
Remington.
Remington.
Nine clues in, and Eric is winning with 1,400.
Oh, shit.
You are in second place with 1,200.
Oh, shit, Ruth. Come on, man. Come on.
What do you measure? A pulse oximeter measures the amount of oxygen circulating in. Six.
What is your blood?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes,
the next Jeopardy category is movies with little dialogue. Jean Dujardin became the first Frenchman to win a Best Actor Oscar for this film that transitioned Hollywood's silent age into its talkie era.
Repeat.
Again, the category is movies with little dialogue. Jean Dujardin became the first Frenchman to win a Best Actor Oscar for this film that transitioned Hollywood's silent age into its talkie era.
Repeat.
Again, the category is movies with little dialogue.
Little.
Jean Dujardin became the first Frenchman to win a Best Actor Oscar for this film that transitioned Hollywood's silent age into its talkie era.
What is The Little Hobo?
Response was, what is the artist?
I was going to say The Little Frenchman.
Rufus, Rufus, Rufus.
It's time for Final Jeopardy.
We're idiots.
Your Final Jeopardy category is still the T. The response starts with the letter T. You are in the lead with 1,600. Eric has 1,400. And Mary is third with 800.
Watch this.
You can wager up to your current score of 1,600. How much would you like to wager?
$1.
You wagered $1. Is that right?
Yes.
Today's 12th Jeopardy category is still the T. The response starts with the letter T. Museum State's Easy Pass system can make paying tolls easier along the New Jersey. Six.
What is Turnpike?
We win.
You're right. The correct response was, what is Turnpike? Way to go. Let's check out the standings with you on top with 1,600. Finishes second with $1,600 and Perry with $1,000 for third place. Congrats. You're the winner. You scored in the top 10% of players today. Impressive. You're doing better.
We're
than
on a 12 win or 11 game winning streak.
Do you want to catch up on the
list? Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's see who you'll be playing against today. You'll be playing against Phil and Betsy today.
Bring it.
Rufus is going to dominate.
According to the title of Taylor Jenkins' lead novel, about a reclusive Hollywood icon who tells all, Evelyn Hugo has seven of these.
What are children? No
mistresses.
The response was, what are husbands?
Husbands.
The second Jeopardy category is, where is that? Cinderella Castle is in Fantasyland at this Disney World Park.
Repeat.
Again, the category is, where is that? Cinderella Castle is in Fantasyland at this Disney World Park.
What is Disneyland?
No,
Disney World.
That's incorrect. The correct response was, what is Magic Kingdom?
What? Did you know there was such a place?
No.
Swim instructors can teach beachgoers the four strokes of Olympic swimming, freestyle, breaststroke, backstroke, and this.
What is butterfly?
Correct. Three clues in, and Phil is winning with 600. Betsy is in second place with 400, Daniel with 200. The fourth Jeopardy category is Fourth Award. Tony Esposito, Luke Robitaille, and Patrick Kane have all earned the Calder Memorial Trophy. This means Rookie of the Year honor.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Sports Awards. Tony Esposito, Luke Robitaille, and Patrick Kane have all earned the Calder Memorial Trophy. This means Rookie of the Year honor.
What is...
No, the correct response was what is the NHL?
I was going to say that.
Category is non-potent potable. In 2023, Pepsi discontinued Sierra Mist, replacing it with this new lemon-lime soft drink.
What is Starry?
You're right.
What?
The next Jeopardy
lost their trademark. Someone took it. It's an interesting story. You should look it up.
This word from German means
seriously.
Forbidden.
Repeat.
Again, the category
they were
is
trying
forbidden.
To sue...
The response is an eight-letter
word. They're trying
to
sue a girl you for using the name on Instagram.
This word from German means forbidden.
Repeat.
Again.
And her and her lawyer looked into it, and they had not refiled their trademark in like 30 years, so they bought it.
Oh, fools.
From German means forbidden.
Repeat. Do you know the answer?
Again, the category is
forbidden. I know what it should be.
Okay.
The response is an eight-letter word that's
verboten.
Yeah.
From German means.
All right, I'm going to let you answer that.
It's verboten.
Verboten.
The correct response was what is verboten?
Yeah.
That's
you said fair boat.
I'm giving that to us. I fucking said verboten.
Harold is rolling over in his grave.
400. I hope you're ready for another
pronounce it right.
I did. You need to get a new device.
Category
you idiot.
Astronomer published the three laws of planetary motion, the first of which says planets travel in an elliptical orbit around the sun.
Who is Copernicus?
That's not it. The correct response was who is Johannes Kepler.
Kepler.
If you can't get any further north.
We're doing terrible.
The northernmost point in this country is Cape Columbia, found on Ellesmere Island.
Repeat.
Again, the category is you can't get any further north. The northernmost point in this country is Cape Columbia, found on Ellesmere Island.
What is Canada?
Good job.
Nice.
Our next
category
is Hey Baby, What's Your Science? A special tape designed to help the body heal after an injury is named for the scientific study of human movement.
What is kinesiology?
Yes. That's it for our
Big words.
And comes you with 1,200, followed by Bessie with 800.
Don't snap our
streak. Our next category is at the museum. In the Getty Museum's collection is a 1949 photograph by William Garnett called Smog, the city where the Getty is based. Again, the category
Los
is
Los Angeles or New York?
In the Getty Museum's collection
is, it Getty
is a 1949 photograph
no.
by William Garnett
Getty.
Called Smog, the city where the Getty is based.
Where is Los Angeles?
You're right. Whew. Your next Jeopardy category is Name a Celebrity. This actress has played Aunt Jackie on 16 seasons of TV and earned an Oscar nomination for Lady Bird.
Repeat.
Again, the category is...
Laurie Metcalf?
Yes!
This actress has played Aunt Jackie on 16 seasons of TV
and earned
an Oscar nomination for Lady Bird.
Who is Laurie Metcalf?
You're right.
Grinding!
That's awesome. I saw her face, but didn't get the name.
Aunt Jackie. She's the only one worth fucking on Roseanne.
I always thought so, yeah.
Kind of Jeopardy
so
category is Y in the middle. The letter Y is in the exact middle of the response. The scores are still with 2,200, followed by you with 2,000, and Betsy with 1,200. You can wager up to your current score of 2,000. How much would you like to wager?
200.
You wager $200. Is that right?
No.
The scores are still with 2,200, followed by you with 2,000, and Betsy with 1,200. You can wager up to your current score of 2,000. How much would you like to wager?
401.
Again, you wagered $401. Is that right?
Yes.
Your category is Y in the middle. the letter Y is in the exact middle of the response. Resting under this name, a word for an immeasurably deep space, Chris Park fittingly calls his signature move the black hole slam. Again, the category is Y in the middle. The letter Y is in the exact middle of the response. Resting under this name, a word for an immeasurably deep space, Chris Park fittingly calls his signature move the black hole slam.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Y in the middle.
Y in the middle of a wrestler's name.
The letter Y is in the exact middle of the response. Wrestling under this name, a word for an immeasurably deep space, Chris Park fittingly calls his signature move the black hole slam.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Y in the middle. The letter Y is in the exact middle of the response. Wrestling under this name, a word for an immeasurably deep space, Chris Park fittingly calls his signature move the black hole slam.
Repeat.
Again,
two more repeat.
The category is Y in the middle. The letter Y
what
is in
deep
the exact
space.
Middle
what are
of
words
the
for deep space?
Wrestling under this name, a word for an immeasurably deep space, Chris Park fittingly calls his signature move the black hole slam.
Repeat.
Again,
oh,
the category is Y in the middle.
Y in the middle. What is another? What are the words for deep space?
Wrestling under this name, a word for an immeasurably deep space, Chris Park fittingly calls his signature move the black hole slam. Wrestling under this name, a word for an immeasurably deep space, Chris Park fittingly calls his signature move the black hole slam.
What is Skinnered? Is Y supposed to be in the middle? Is Y?
Yeah, I have no idea what.
That's not it. The correct response was what is a bit?
A bit.
Sorry.
Ah.
At this time. Let's check out the standings. It's still on top of $2,000.
Still dethroned.
He finished his second with
$1,599.
And Betsy was $1,400 for third place.
Wait.
Good job. You almost won this time. You scored in the top 10% of players today. Impressive. You're doing better than 100% of Jeopardy players this week.
Does it matter when you lose your crown after 11?
No.
What's next? Let's find another trivia game for you. How about are you smarter than a fifth grader? Say yes to play.
Yes.
Shut up.
Two questions.
Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I gotta take a leak.
How about we get you right into the game? To start, what's your first name?
Rufus.
You've unlocked the brain box.
There you go, Rufus.
Now so you can claim 300 bonus trophies, 500 new questions, and the two-player edition of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to open your box and start the 7-day free trial?
No.
Okay.
Nice try, though. Good thing she doesn't have big boobs.
For today,
you'll pay extra for that.
You'll be facing off against Sergio. Here's how it works.
We got you.
Left the most trophies by answering the toughest questions from first grade up to fifth grade. And when you finish your first game, there will be a surprise at the end. Now,
I like surprises.
Let the showdown begin. For your first two trophies, answer this first grade U.S. geography question. Officially opened on February 2, 1913, Grand Central Terminal is located in what U.S. city?
What is New York City?
What is?
Oops.
Sergio had no clue what the answer was.
Ah, Sergio.
Answer this second grade English question. The word you is what type of pronoun? Option A, first person. Option
you.
B, second person. Option C.
What is second person?
You and Sergio got that one right.
You
now
didn't know the
trophies.
Answer.
No, I didn't. Third I'm not a fucking question. Second grader.
What is the singular form
I'm
of
a man.
You're in kindergarten.
A man grader.
Oh, no.
You and Sergio are incorrect. Your answer is loud. At the halfway point,
you don't get a chance with
the
no joking around time.
Answer this fourth grade U.S. geography question. Helena is the capital of what U.S. state?
Montana.
Nice job. Only you got
man, you're brilliant.
Bitch, fourth grader in your face.
I got to go. I got to take a leak.
Hold on. One more question.
One more.
What year did the United States of America celebrate its first centennial?
What is 1876?
Yes.
I said what is again.
You killed it. Sergio must have been unsure about that one.
Delmarsh.
You got 10 trophies for that one.
He's special needs.
There's a finale. One more question.
One more. One more, and I got to go. It's an emergency.
Thanks for credit.
This question could come from any grade.
Ooh.
Now, for eight trophies, answer this final fourth grade U.S. geography question. Together, Great Lakes border a total of how many U.S. states?
What is seven?
Looks like neither of you need the extra credit. And that's game. Good job, you too.
They don't tell you?
The winner is.
They really don't tell you the answer?
You won by 20 trophies.
They didn't tell us the answer.
You collected 24 trophies.
Because they'll reuse the question.
Alexa, how many states do the Great Lakes touch?
Player mode. You'll need to unlock the brain.
Alexa, stop game.
Thanks for playing fifth grader.
Alexa, how many states do the Great Lakes touch?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, the Great Lakes border eight states.
Eight.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan.
All right, Zigzag. Well, good talking to you.
Yeah, Minnesota. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Hype yourself happy. Zigzag Rufus. Zigzag Rufus going to piss his pants or something. So this is Double Z saying, ow, ow, ow.
This is Rufus saying, ow, ow, ow. The salt was not as hot as I thought.
Text me sometime.
Yeah, sure, I will.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll be waiting with bated breath.
Next time I need something from you, I'll text you.
Awesome. I'll be looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to Hyper South Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.